At 4 minutes past, this is Mike Osborne with state and local news on WMOT. The Tennessee General Assembly is off to an unusually fast start. It's an election year, and lawmakers want to concentrate on their campaigns. WMOT News is this week exploring the legislative priorities of leading stakeholders. This hour, we hear from Hetty Weinberg, who heads the Tennessee chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. Weinberg says the legal advocacy group will this season support right-to-vote issues, calling it the cornerstone of our democracy. Weinberg says ACLU will proactively work on ballot box access. She also says the group will pursue both juvenile and adult justice reform.
The system should focus on ensuring public safety as well as reducing incarceration of those individuals who should not necessarily be in prison, but where there should be alternatives to incarceration.
Weinberg notes that it's early in the legislative session and bills are still being filed, but she says the ACLU fully expects to, once again this year, see measures offered up that would target women's rights, refugees, and the LGBTQ community.
Unfortunately, some state legislators, emboldened by the hateful actions of the White House, continue to move forward with these very troubling bills.
She cites a couple of issues in particular, including a measure to restrict abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Weinberg says other proposed legislation seeks to limit, in Tennessee, the impact of the landmark 2015 Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.